Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es meist Rasheni Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. So you told me before that if the Balabai says Bissel, and someone else says Bissel of Isser, even though the Balabai has to be Mois of a Chaimish, and that Chaimish is considerably more than the Isser this other person is offering over the Sela, will take the Sela and the Isser. Why? Because if the Balabayas really wants to, he can get away with the Chaimish. He can use a trick to get away with the Chaimish, and now our Mishnah tells us what that trick is. Once again, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Marimin al Maiser Sheni. Harama means like some kind of a loophole to get out of something. There are times Chazal allow a Harama, sometimes people do it even though Chazal were not happy with it. It's a whole sugya of Harama is in Shas. Here our Mishnah is telling us that you can use this harama, you can use this trick with Maiser Sheni to avoid paying a chaimish. Ketzad. I have Paris. How so? So let's say I have Paris and I want to avoid paying the chaimish. I want to transfer the money from the Paris onto the money. I want to avoid paying a chaimish. What can I do? I'm an Adam, a person can say, Libnoi u Libitei Hagdoilim, to his son or his daughter that are Gedoilim. Dafka that are Gedoilim. Because they're like a separate entity. Or he can say, La'avdei u'l'shivchasi ha'ivrim, his eved ivri, or his amma ha'ivriya. Heilach ma'aseilu. Here are these coins. U'pedeilach ha'maser sheni zeh, and you can use them to redeem this maser sheni for yourself. So suddenly they are like the other people that are redeeming the payrais. And when others redeem the pay rise and it's not their pay rise, they don't have to add a chaimish. So what do you mean, Dafka, my Benoy or Bitei Hagdolim? What about my young son? I can't do it? No. The Mishnah explains, you can't say this to your son or daughter who are Kitanim, who aren't Bar Mitzvah yet, or to an Eved Kanani or a Shivcha Kananis, and they say, Yadon Ki Yadai. Because their hand is considered like his hand. In other words, you're not really giving it to someone else then. You are responsible for them. You have to take care of them. In regard to the Eved, the din is mashakana Eved, kana rabbi. In regard to the child, the halacha is that if the child finds something, it also goes right to the father. So what you're giving to them in terms of money, that really comes right back to you. So you're not really giving it to someone else. But if you do this with your son over bar mitzvah, or your daughter over bas mitzvah, or his eved ivri, or amahu evriya, it does work, because they are considered someone else. Now what if he gives it to a total stranger? That's for sure good. The chiddush is he can even give it to Benoy Bitei Hagdolim. Again, so explain to me what exactly he says, either to the stranger or to Benoy Bitei Hagdolim. So actually, they bring down it from the Rashi. He can say one of two things. He can either give him the money as a gift and say, okay, this is your money, and please redeem the Maaser Sheni that belongs to the owner. Or he says, look, this is my money. Redeem the Maaser Sheni for yourself. In other words, you can take my money, redeem this Maaser Sheni, and it's your payrus. Either way, under these circumstances, you would not have to pay a chaimish.